The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Because they believe that it's a powerful day. And here's something that Satan has said a few years ago. He said something in regards to Christians participating in Halloween. He said, they participate in our most holy holiday and they don't even realize it, and we love it. Because it gives them power. Whether you like it or not, there's spiritual power on the dark side and there's spiritual power on the light side, on God's side. So it's important that we recognize who we are and where we are. Please, this is not a message, I'm not trying to share condemnation or try to bring any condemnation on anybody. I just want you to ask you to do a little bit of research about this holiday and see where it's really coming from. And please recognize God is always on your side. Sometimes we just need a little bit of knowledge to know what's happening and what is going on in our society. But most important, that we're seeking after doing the will of our Heavenly Father. So just a brief thing about Halloween. If anybody has any questions about it, I'll be glad to talk to you about it. I've done extensive research on it, and I have lots of information. For me and my house, we do not participate in Halloween in any way. We just refuse to. You have to hear what God is saying to you. Amen?
Amen.
Buy and do not sell. That's what I've been talking about. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, it says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Okay, wisdom, truth, of course, emanates from God. All truth comes from God. Wisdom is imparted to us, as we found out. It's imparted to us by God. The true wisdom, the kind of wisdom that we're seeking after. It's not worldly wisdom. It's godly wisdom. Instruction is something that we get. You know, truth is in the Word of God, but we get, after we receive wisdom from God, we get instruction from the Word of God. You get instruction for your life. You get instruction for how to deal with your spouse, how to deal with your children, how to deal with relationships across the board. Get instruction on how to deal with finances. There's a lot of good information in here about dealing with your finances properly. There's everything in your life is in this book to give you instruction for an abundant life. Jesus said, I come that they may have life and they might have it more abundantly. Overflowing life, it's here. It's instruction here. And then today we're going to be talking about understanding. Understanding is intelligence, insight, discernment, skill in any art or learning. Wisdom is the ability to know God, the will of God. Understanding is the ability to know when and how to implement the wisdom of God. Okay? See, this is extremely important that we understand this. I was thinking about this with my grandchildren. Once in a while, my two little grandsons, ornery little boys that get into a lot of trouble sometimes, but they're just boys, you know. I love that about them because they just do things and they have a good time. Wherever they go, whatever they're doing, they're having a good time. Well, sometimes they like to jump on our bed. And Graham doesn't like for them to jump on the bed. Because, you know, she's afraid that they're going to fall and get hurt. So I try to impart some wisdom to my grandsons. The wisdom is don't jump on the bed. Okay? Then I have to give them some instructions. Listen, don't jump on the bed because we don't want you to fall off and get hurt. And that's, you know, as you give that instruction to them, you think, well, you know, they'll understand that. Well, sometimes they don't have an understanding of that. But I have found a way to give them understanding not to jump on the bed. And that's when I have to impart the right kind of understanding. Now, they may not understand they're going to get hurt, but they understand it hurts if they do the wrong thing. So it's really important that we get this wisdom, we get this instruction from God, and He wants us to understand. And sometimes if we do not understand His instruction, it can hurt just a little bit. Amen? God doesn't want that. He didn't want to apply that kind of discipline to His people. I don't like to do that to my grandsons. I don't get great pleasure out of smacking them on the backside. Just, you know, it's not a lot of fun. Well, not all the time. It's a lot of fun. Once in a while, if they've done something, it does bring me some pleasure to make sure that they get in line. But our Father, our Heavenly Father is like that. He wants to impart the wisdom. He wants us to have instruction in how to use that wisdom, and He wants us to have the understanding of why that wisdom is so important. So as we go through this message and we try to understand or try to be able to discern between all these things that we're talking about, I think the Word of God is our lifeline. And it helps us to recognize that God wants to give us wisdom. He wants to impart that. He wants to give us understanding. And He wants to instruct us as well in all these things that we're supposed to be doing. I heard a man that came to a Lutheran church one day. And he said to this Lutheran pastor, he said, "Pastor, I had this dog for 20 years. And it passed away the other day. Would you please do a funeral for my dog?" And the Lutheran pastor said, "Well, I'm sorry. We don't do, here at the Lutheran church, we don't do funerals for animals. But you might go down to the Baptist church because they'll do just about anything." So, and now I'm not picking on Baptists or Lutherans, either one here. This is just a joke. And as the guy started to leave, he said, "Well, Pastor, would you please tell me what would be a good amount for a memorial to leave the church as I go to the Baptist church to find out if they'll do this? Would you please give me a figure?" I was thinking about maybe about $100,000. The pastor jumped up and ran over to the guy, shook his hand, and he said, "I'm sorry, I would love to do a funeral for your dog. I didn't realize he was a Lutheran." Understanding. He understood what the outcome of this whole thing was all about. And this is why it's so important. The Word of God says somebody who speaks without having understanding is a fool. It's folly. So we need to make sure we have complete understanding of what God has for us and what He wants to do in our lives. All right. First thing I want to look at this morning is, where can understanding be found? Because this scripture says that, you know, we need to get these things. Job chapter 28, verse 12 says, "But where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living." Okay. First of all, it says, listen, you're not going to get understanding in the land of the living. It comes from God. It's just like wisdom. It's imparted by Almighty God to His people. However, this scripture implies that you've got to search for it. You've got to search it out. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says this, "It is the glory of God to conceal matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter." The glory, and listen, according to scripture, we are kings and priests. We are God's holy people. Therefore, it is our glory to search out the matter, search out these things, come to an understanding of what God desires for us and what He wants us to have in our life as far as the good things that He's directing us toward. Wisdom and understanding, they're not natural qualities. that we're going to have. And you can't acquire this kind of wisdom and understanding from the world. It must come from God. In the Old Testament, Moses was bringing the children out of Egypt into the Promised Land. And as they were traveling, God told them to build a tabernacle to dwell in. Now, as they were building this preparing to build this tabernacle, God also told Moses that he had imparted wisdom and understanding into certain people who were craftsmen to be able to craft the certain items that were needed in the tabernacle. God did this. It wasn't something that was just natural ability. This was God. Now, here's what it says in Exodus 36:1. Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. The scripture is telling us that God anointed these people, gave them wisdom and understanding in how to do this work, to accomplish this thing. According to the scripture, all good things come down from our Heavenly Father. So He wants to impart these kind of good things to all of us. God gives us wisdom to know His will and understanding and how to apply it. I believe we need those kind of people in the church today to understand and know the will of God and the power of God, to understand God's goodness and His strength and His power to be released in our lives, to walk in the things of God. Sometimes we get wisdom and we don't initially get understanding. We have the wisdom to know what to do, but we don't necessarily know how we're going to accomplish it. I think David at Ziklag was a good example of this. When they came back to Ziklag, the Amalekites had come and destroyed the whole city where his family and all the families of the warriors were. And they had taken them away. They burnt the place. And all these people were taken away. Their families were taken. And you can imagine the distress that they would have over losing their whole families. The men were so distressed that they thought about stoning David. But the Bible says that David went off by himself and encouraged himself in the Lord. We need to learn to do that. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. You know, I'm thankful that I have people around me that encourage me and lift me up. But there are times you just got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to know what the Word of God says. That's understanding. Once David did this, he went off, he came back, and he said, let's find out what God wants us to do in this situation. And he said, bring the ephod, and the priests came, and they prayed about it, and God said, go after them. Now listen, God didn't give him any more instructions than that. He gave him His wisdom on it. Go after them. They had a 3-day head start on David. 3 days ahead of him. God said, go after him. David obeyed. Sometimes we just have to get that word from God of what to do and start moving forward without all the understanding of how we're going to do it. Because God will give us step-by-step orders of how we're going to be able to accomplish His wisdom. Amen? You hear what I'm saying here? Because then they took off. David, they went, and lo and behold, as they were going after the Amalekites, they found a man wandering around in the desert. Yeah, he'd been wandering around out there. He was delusional. They took him in. They fed him. They gave him water. They gave him back his strength, and they asked him who he was, and he says, I'm an Egyptian that was a servant to an Amalekite, and they left me out here because I got sick, left me out here to die. Suddenly, they had the source of their understanding of how they were going to overcome those Amalekites. Because, see, this man had knowledge of how they encamped their warriors around that camp. He had an understanding of what weapons they had. He had understanding of the best possible time to attack. God gave them understanding. As they moved forward in wisdom, He imparted His understanding to David. It's incredible. That's the way God works in our lives many times. You know, as far as Bethel Worship Center goes, so when we first started the plans for this building and trying to put all this together, we purchased this land, and God gave us instructions, and he helped us pay it off. And you know, there were some really incredible things happened. But I want you to understand something. We left Tempest Plains and we went to Chester. And when we went to Chester, we found out something, that building was for sale. Now that building was for sale for $80,000. That made us begin to think, should we continue with our plans here? Because we knew it was going to cost a lot more than $80,000 to get in this building. Or should we purchase that building and turn it into a church? And, you know, we were waffling back and forth. What should we do? We wanted to get God's, not only his wisdom, but his understanding of what was best long term. So we prayed about it, and we asked God, and God reminded me. He said, you asked for 5 acres on Route 7. I gave it to you. There it is. You know, not only did I give it to you, but you paid it off. I helped you pay it off before you even started building. Duh, you know. Think about it, Rob. What are you supposed to do? Now, when I step back and I see what's happening and where we are and what's going on, I have a greater understanding of God's direction and why we're here rather than down there. This is an optimal location in this county. There's no doubt about it. In the surrounding counties. No doubt. God not only gave us wisdom, but he gave us an understanding of what he was doing. Hallelujah. Listen, when you're seeking after wisdom, remember, you also need understanding, but it may not always come as soon as you think it should, as quick as you think it should. Wait on it. Expect it, though, as you move forward. All right. How do we get understanding? Proverbs 4:7. Says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. In the beginning of 1 Kings, Solomon is a young king. His father made sure that he was appointed king because it was God's will. But Solomon didn't know what to do. Now, he felt like he didn't have the ability to direct that nation. And yet, he knew the great God that he served. So he turned to God and he asked God for wisdom and understanding. And God imparted exactly that to him. In 1 Kings 3:9, it says, therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours? He poured his heart out to God, and then God responds to him, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Now, God imparted that to him, but he did more than just impart wisdom and understanding. In verse 13, God says, I'm going to do more for you than you expected. I'm also going to give you riches and honor and great respect. Listen, this is the key to abundant living. When we recognize that it's all wrapped up in wisdom, truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding, we will begin to see why Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it in a more abundant way. An abundance of life. A life worth living. A life that is exciting. A life that is directed by Almighty God. Abundance. That we get understanding the same way that we get wisdom. And that is by seeking God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to start with verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will be given him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father who is in heaven, your Father who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. This is God's promise to his people. If you ask for wisdom, you're going to get it. If you want understanding, you'll get it. Ask. He promises this to all. If we need understanding on how to deal with a situation in our family, in our life, God wants to answer that for you. There's no doubt about it. But it says here you have to seek. And the Greek word here, seek, means to aim at, strive after, crave. You got to crave it more than anything you've ever wanted in your life. You've got to desire it. I don't know about you, but I had some older nephew or older uncles. And they were a bit ornery. And sometimes they would hold me down and put a pillow over my face until I couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't breathe. And then right before I pass out, they'd take it off. I wanted air more than anything I ever wanted in my life. And believe me, I was willing to fight for it. I was punching and scratching and kicking. I craved air. I have some other cravings too. You all know that there's certain things I like, candy and just, one of the things I've probably never ever told you, I hesitate to do this because every time I say something about my likes, I come in the next Sunday and I have a bunch of them stacked up on the pew. And I appreciate that. I really do. But please do not get me orange cupcakes. I've got some. In fact, while Tammy was gone, I was having a craving for orange cupcakes. So I went Hostess orange cupcakes. Everybody know what they are, right? I love those things. So I went on a search for Hostess orange cupcakes. Nobody to stop me. I was going to do it myself. And I found them. And I bought them. And I put them in the cupboard where we keep our stuff. When Tammy got back, she opened up this cupboard and she looked in there and she said, I can see you've been shopping. Stacks of orange cupcakes. I craved them and I wanted them and I was going to have enough that I could eat them anytime I wanted to eat them. We got to crave things just like that. We got to crave understanding. We got to crave wisdom. It's such a way that we'll go out of our way to get them. I didn't have any other need to go to Walmart but to get orange cupcakes. I wanted them that bad. Do we want God's wisdom and God's understanding that bad? You know, are we willing to scratch and kick and scream or go clear out of our way to get what it is that God wants for us? Come on. Understanding is that important in our life. There was a Persian king that was trying to find the most faithful servant to be second in command in his kingdom. And he had two candidates. And he sent both of these men out to a well to dip the water out of that well and put it in a basket. And these two men were going about their business. He was paying them very well for it. And they were going about their business, dumping the water. And every time they put water in the basket, of course, it filled her out. The one guy said, man, this is ridiculous. I'm wasting my time. And the other guy said, well, the king has asked us to do this. Let's just be faithful. We're getting paid for it. Let's just do it. So they did it a little while longer, and the other guy said, this is it. I'm not doing this anymore. And he just left. The other guy finished his task. And when he got to the bottom of the well, at the bottom of the well was a beautiful diamond ring. And he said to himself, now I understand why the king wanted us to do this. If that ring would have been come up in any of the water, it would have been filtered out in the basket. My understanding is clear. The king found his most faithful servant because he stayed with the task even though he didn't completely understand it until the end. We're not going to understand everything. Stay with the task. Stay with it. What the task that is at hand. Stay with. Listen, I'm begging you, stay with Bethel Worship Center. We got places to go. We've got a task before us. There are awesome, incredible things that are going to happen in the future. God wants to use us. And He's looking for men and women like you who are faithful to the end. Who will filter that water until they get clear down to the bottom. Till it's over. They may not understand completely. You may not always understand what Pastor Rob is doing. You may not always understand some of the decisions I make. Sometimes I have hard decisions that have to be made, and I make what I believe God wants us to do. It's not about me. I'm not trying to build a kingdom here. If I was about building a kingdom, I'd go off someplace and do something else besides church. Because that's not a kingdom to build. God's kingdom is most important. Amen. The kingdom of God. That's what we're looking for. Yes, sir. Amen. Good timing, Ivy. I was just about to say, time to move on here. All right. Understanding comes from God. We receive it by seeking and asking, craving it more than anything we've ever craved before. And then once we understand it, we must take action. Once we have wisdom, and sometimes we have to, as I've already mentioned, we may have to take action before we have complete understanding. But it's important to know that God is going to give us the understanding at the appropriate time. Proverbs 9:6 says, forsake foolishness and live. Go in the way of understanding. David was most likely 16 or 17 years old when he was first anointed to be king of Israel. By the time he actually became king of all of Israel, the scripture tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4, that he was 30 years old. Many people would have just given up. But David, especially all the things that David went through, you know, King Saul turning against him, being chased in the wilderness, living out in caves, just going from place to place, trying to survive. But David had something that he knew that God had anointed him and God had imparted the wisdom to him to know his will. He didn't understand how it was all going to come to pass, but he knew that it would. And eventually, when he was 30 years old, after King Saul's death, David is anointed as king over all of Israel. But I want to tell you, there are those who opposed him. We just got to understand that even though we're doing God's will for our life, we're moving in the right direction, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're doing what God has called us to do. Remember, David was doing God's will. God had anointed him, and yet Saul tried to kill him over and over. You're always going to have some opposition when you're walking in the wisdom of God. Expect it. Don't be surprised by it. And don't be surprised if it's some of the people that are closest to you. Christians, it's Some of our worst enemies are Christians. Now, it's not we don't hate them. But when you take a stand for what the Word of God says, there are people on the other side that call themselves by the name of the Lord that do not believe that. And they're going to persecute you with mouth. Sometimes I hope it never comes to anything more than that, just with words. But I can see a direction that we're headed. And it does appear that anybody who speaks out against sin, and right now, the sin of homosexuality, but it could get to even more than that. Anybody who says there is such a thing as sin and you need to turn from it may very well be jailed, imprisoned, and maybe even martyred for it. If things don't change, but I'm expecting a change. I want you to know that. I'm expecting God to do some things in people's lives. I'm expecting what we would refer to as a revival. I'm expecting it to happen here in this place. And not just here in this place, but in many places all over our nation. Because people are hungry. People are seeking. People really do have a desire to know God's will. And all we got to do is present it to them. It's our responsibility. And I believe God wants to do it here, in this place, as well as many other places and pockets all over the United States. People who are hungry and have a desire for God. People who are striving to do the will of the Father. People who want wisdom and understanding more than they want breath itself. We're looking for people like that here at Bethel Worship Center. People who are faithful. People who will stand. People who will move forward with the will of God. People who will recognize that God's wisdom is to do a certain thing, but we don't really have a complete understanding of all of it. Many years ago in this ministry, a few years ago, I believe that God gave me some direction and some things that we were supposed to do. And we put them all in place. Discipleship training. Bible school training for those who would like to do teaching and ministry. We had all these things in place and we started moving forward with life groups because we believe that we call them life groups, small groups. We believe that God wants people to be involved in life groups because that's where we get connected with each other. You know, this is wonderful, but this side is not necessarily connected to this side. Sometimes, you know, you may intermingle, but Sunday morning it's not designed that way. That's what life groups are designed. They're designed for you to come together, to spend time together, to eat, to fellowship, and then study the Word of God together. Grow. So God gave us that. And I got to tell you, over the course of time, because of opposition, I just got weary. I got weary of doing those things that God told me to do. You know, I repent of it right now. I want you to know that wasn't right. But I got weary of people complaining all the time. And we just stopped doing it. But I believe that God has told me once again that we need to step back, we need to get back to these things and begin to disciple people, begin to incorporate the life groups again as they used to be, so that there'll be an important aspect of this church to minister to one another. And to also establish a Bible school so that people can, if you want to do more than just your everyday Christian ministry and you'd like to do speaking and teaching and all that kind of stuff, that we'll be able to raise people up to do that as well. That's real kingdom work. You know, all these things. It's important.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I'm excited about sharing this message with you today. Our goal here at Bethel Worship Center is to use this tool to equip believers to walk in the abundant life Jesus promised. If you'd like to know more about the ministry or have a prayer request, please visit our website at bethelwc.org. Have a blessed day.